As we talk about a heart-based approach and developing a biblical philosophy of parenting, one of the key areas to discuss is the issue of attitude. You see, attitude is a window into a child's heart. We can see what's going on in the heart by the child's response. Children have bad attitudes for a number of reasons, and we can address some of those to help children make some changes in not only their behavior, that is obedience, getting the job done, but in the way they do it as well, their attitude.
The attitude is a clear example of why just changing behavior is not good enough, because often a child will do the right thing, but they're grumbling at the same time, they're muttering under their breath while they're doing it. We know that the child is disobeying in their heart. The action might be okay, but it's the heart that we're concerned about. We don't want children demonstrating that disrespect or that disobedience with their attitude. We've got to address those attitudes in children if we're going to see the character develop of responsiveness, the character quality of having a good attitude, cooperation. All of those things are important. Attitude becomes key to communicate to a parent where we need to address some of these issues so children are not just doing the right thing, but their heart response is right as well.
We want children to understand that they have a responsibility to communicate a good attitude or a positive attitude or to restrain a bad attitude, because a bad attitude affects the emotional climate in the situation. We want children to realize that they have a responsibility to affect the emotional climate in a positive way, not a negative one. Unfortunately, some children believe that if they're unhappy, they have the right to make everybody else miserable by displaying a bad attitude. It's their right. They're unhappy. That's not a belief that's acceptable. It's certainly not a godly truth. Children need to understand that it's important for them to pass on a positive attitude to others, and that the way they respond, their attitude in a given situation, has an impact on the other people around.
And this becomes tricky for us as parents because we recognize that our children do have negative emotions. They don't feel like doing what they're asked to do. They may be discouraged, disappointed, feeling anxious, upset at a number of levels. So help them to understand those emotional component but still have a proper behavioral response gets a little tricky. We want to help children know appropriate ways to communicate their emotions, to be able to handle their disappointment without demonstrating it through unkind behavior. So separating out the emotion from the behavior can be helpful for children. It's okay to be disappointed, but it's not okay to be unkind with your words. So we want to help children separate those two as they're dealing with their attitudes.
It's also important to help children recognize the importance of attitude, and doing that at non-disciplined times is usually most effective. Having conversations with children about the importance of attitude or what attitude is or about their emotions in those situations is far more productive when the child is in their right mind and we're not dealing with a discipline experience. So I would encourage you to have some dialogue with your children about the value of attitude, the importance of attitude, and the importance of controlling their words and their actions when they're uncomfortable with a given situation. It's a sign of maturity. And so when children learn how to manage their emotions, learn how to manage their attitudes in ways when they feel uncomfortable, that's a sign that they're growing up.
And I think we can help children see that their attitude affects other people. I'm not sure they realize that initially, but the reality is that a good attitude is contagious, a bad attitude is contagious, and children have a responsibility to manage their attitude so it's not spilling out onto other people. And then they can even use a good attitude to influence others. So it's a powerful thing, the attitude. And we want children to understand it, how their attitude is communicated, and how they can use it to benefit those around them.
Some children believe that they're justified in being grumpy because things aren't going their way. All of those kinds of misbeliefs are things we're targeting in our parenting in order to help children understand that they have a responsibility with their attitude to move in the right direction. It is not sufficient for a child to display his displeasure just because he's unhappy. Although he may be justifiably be unhappy, that doesn't mean that he's justified in displaying that displeasure with a bad attitude. Children need to learn how to respond to life situations with a good attitude. It's part of growing up. It's part of being successful in life. And if we can teach that to them as children, we're giving them a gift that will last a lifetime.